Board. Order. Our first item on the agenda would be the pledge of allegiance, our pledge of the Texas flag. Please stand.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag, honor the Texas flag, pledge of allegiance to the Texas one state, under God, one and indivisible. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
You're going to do the vote? The voting option. All right, that passes for the 11 votes. Thank you. Item number four will be the public comments.
General public comments will be allowed at the beginning of each dark board meeting for a total of 30 minutes, and again at the end of the meeting when the 30-minute period does not accommodate everyone who has signed up to speak. Individuals who have addressed the board in the past 30 days will be recognized to speak during the public comment period at the end of the meeting. Each person who wishes to address the board in person must complete a public comment form prior to speaking. Each speaker will have 3 minutes to address the board. A member of the public who addresses the board through a translator may be given at least twice the amount of time to ensure that non-English and non-verbal speakers receive the same opportunity to address the board. The green light on the podium will indicate when you can begin. The yellow light indicates that you have 1 minute remaining, and the red light indicates that your time has expired. In order to comply with the requirement that the public be given notice of each topic or subject discussed by the dark board, members may not ask questions, offer their own comments, or otherwise interact with speakers or other board members during the public comment period. Board members cannot respond to personnel matters during the public comment period. Thanks to the supervisor, chain of command, or contact human resources for personnel related issues. Any staff members available to assist the speaker, the present chief executive officer, Ms. Nadine Lee, may request that the speaker that is making the inquiry visit with staff about the issue. Members of the public are reminded that their behavior during the board meeting is governed by the dark board for code of conduct for news media and visitors, personal attacks, permanent or slanderous remarks, and voices will not be allowed. Voices and disruptive behavior includes but is not limited to failure to hear the floor when the speaker's time is concluded, disturbing over the meeting, use of loud, threatening, hostile, abusive, vulgar, or obscene gesture or language, and prolonged yelling, clapping, standing, stopping, repeating, or whistling. The signs, posters, or placards should remain outside the board meeting area. All right. So our first speaker is Jennifer Scripps, followed by Amanda Moreno Lake.
Good evening, Chair Slagle and Dark Board members. My name is Jennifer Scripps, and it is my honor to serve as the president and CEO of Downtown Dallas, Inc., and I am here this evening to speak in favor of Agenda Item 19 to grant Nadine Lee a new contract as DART's president and CEO. For some perspective, DDI, Downtown Dallas Inc., has been the lead advocate for downtown for 66 years. DDI is the champion of a clean and safe downtown Dallas and for the economic development and vibrancy of this community of diverse and unique neighborhoods. Our team of nearly 100 individuals works on matters ranging from graffiti cleanup and homeless outreach to development of the new multi-billion dollar redevelopment of our convention center. We aim to mobilize and amplify the services of public agencies. To that end, DART has long been one of our most important partners, and never more so than under the leadership of Ms. Lee. I am so impressed with the way Nadine came into this market and took over the management day-to-day of this agency and has so quickly established herself and DART as the transformative transportation thought leader that we need. And as a fellow female CEO, I have found her collaborative, data-driven, expertise and empirical decision-making and thoughtful nature especially refreshing. DART's extensive light rail system hinges on downtown Dallas. Our interests must be aligned. The strategic plan goals that you approved earlier this month, following so many months of work by her staff, align seamlessly with DDI's priorities. That is especially true when it comes to the goals: quality service, fantastic spaces, seamless mobility, and strategic relationships. And yes, I take DART frequently with my family. My children prefer to take it downtown on the weekends. And over the past year, I have taken rail connections to the central business districts in Chicago, Denver, and Boston. It is a testament to this board and Nadine's team and her leadership that our system rivals all of those and others nationally. You all should be proud of where DART is and where it's headed. And as we prepare to host the World Cup and service our new downtown convention center, it is more important than ever that we continue to provide a safe, clean, and reliable transit system. We, and I personally, believe in Nadine's prioritization of these key tenets, and DDI hopes to continue to work with her in the years ahead. Thank you for your service and for your attention. Good night.
Amanda Marino Lake, followed by Mark Rogers. Amanda Marino Lake. Mark Rogers.
Good evening, board. See, ATU is here. We're going to continue to be here because we have a right to be here. We have every right, just like everyone in this room, for that matter, whether it be public or employees, to come up here and voice our concerns. And we got some serious concerns with this agency right now. I've said it up here before, and I'll continue to say it. Transportation and maintenance make this whole thing work. Without us, there wouldn't be none of this. And DART expects us to come to work. They expect maintenance, mechanics to keep up the facilities, keep up the equipment, and keep these buses running. That way the operators, they can make pull out and serve the community. Get people to work, get people to school, get people to the hospital to see their grandma, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think it's too much to ask that in return that you treat us like people. We're overworked, underpaid, underappreciated, and over-disciplined, and micromanaged. Speaking of management, that's a big problem at DART right now. So I think all we're really asking for is just to communicate with us when we have issues and communicate in good faith. We're just like anybody else. We don't like being lied to, disrespected, and ignored. You know, believe it or not, we do have other things we'd rather be doing than sitting in a crowded, packed room on a Tuesday evening. We got families, we got people, got kids, we got, you know, boxing practice. They got, you know, they got something to do at church, you know. But we're here. So we'd appreciate it if the same effort was given to us as the effort that we give day in, day out, at the shops, at the divisions, wherever that employee might work. Y'all got a job to do too. And that's all we ask is, you know, put as much effort into your job, into creating a good life for your employees. Because the hard work we put in, everyone on this board has a good life. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan Bond.
Charlotte Reed, followed by Carrie Wilson. Is Charlotte Reed here? Is Harry Wilson here?
Yes, sir.
All right. And after Harry, we will have Sean Brophy.
Good evening, members of the board. Good evening to our staff. Good evening, members of the Dallas community. It's a pleasure and honor to be with you today. My name is Harry Wilson. I am the chairman and CEO of MB Transportation. As you know, we've been your partner at DART for 12 years. We've been honored to be your partner at DART for 12 years. We are a local company. We're Dallas-based, and we're an American success story. We were founded 49 years ago by Faison and Alex Lottie to provide freedom and mobility to the most vulnerable members of society. For 49 years, we've been doing exactly that. We are also one of the largest minority-owned businesses in America. Faison's African-American, and perhaps that is why we took the MWBE goals so seriously. And I know you all do, too. We'll talk about that in a minute, and why that has to be met in this procurement, why it was a requirement in procurement, and why there's no excuse for not making it. I became CEO of MB in August of 2022. When I became CEO, I met with the staff, and I made a commitment to them that we continue to drive improvements in our service, which we have honored and fulfilled. We now, under our outstanding general manager, Sean Brophy, who is our proposed general manager, continue to lead the service going forward. We have the highest KPIs in the history of this contract in the 12 years we've been working with DART. I think it's a testament to our commitment to this agency and the people of Dallas, our neighbors in Dallas. However, despite all that history, both at MB and in Dallas, I am deeply saddened by this horribly flawed process. Let me explain why. I have been in business for 31 years. I've negotiated hundreds of contracts and transactions. I have never, ever seen any counterparty move the goalposts so often and so inexplicably as this team has done through this procurement process. Let me explain what's happened. And this is in the context of a public agency that's answerable to all of you, to the taxpayers, to the people of Dallas, and to the federal regulators, which makes it all the more appalling in my opinion. This RFP was issued in October. The responses were due December 12th. For 5 months, nothing changed. You saw the presentation earlier. Prices at about the same range. Technical evaluations did not change for 5 months. On May 13th, the staff came to us and said that in 95 hours, we had to present a reduction to a $555 million total goal. We met that goal in 95 hours. We met that goal while preserving the MWDB requirements in every step of the process. At that time, that 95-hour scramble was part of an 18-day, two-round maneuvering that you saw partially presented earlier. I say partially because you were not providing all the facts, and I want to make sure you have all the facts. I've been on nearly 20 corporate, public, and governmental boards. I know that I was in your shoes, which I've been many, many times. I would want to know all the facts to make a truly informed decision. So, for example, we may say,
your time has expired.
Yes. So, Mr. Brophy, please go ahead and yield this
one. I'll yield my time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You cannot do that. You cannot take somebody else's time. If he wants to take his time, he may, but you cannot. You cannot take his 3 minutes.
Okay, that's always been the case that some of it is described to us.
Yes, it's always been allowed to three minutes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Sean.
Mr. Chair.
Would I be allowed later to ask questions of speakers? In other words, would I be allowed to bring this gentleman back and ask him in the form of a question to give some more information?
I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but I want to make sure that, that we can do that.
No.
Say your request to get in on all of this for that.
Am I allowed later to ask the gentleman to come back so that I can ask him a question and he can respond? Or is the limit of his time all that he can speak?
No, as of right now, this is still an open item, so my recommendation would be not at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Sean Rofe?
So, thank you, my name is Sean Rofe, the current general manager for MB Transportation here in Dallas, Dart. So just to pick up from where he left off, basically, as he said, that there were many things that were left out of the equation that you were not informed on. And again, we would definitely make ourselves open to you and available to you should this item not be, which we don't believe it should. Not only the proper process, which I, being in agencies for 17 years of my career, 32 years of transportation service, I've never seen a process that went down like this, never. You've asked for $40 million in costs, and we came back to the $610 million, and we don't know where that came from, the $610 million we put on there. That was not information that we submitted. Mm-hmm. Our submission was $595 million and change, and it came back in the $610 million. We don't know that. It was nothing, a price sheet submitted by us at all. We don't understand how we could have been the low bidder for every step of the way. The only time we changed anything was at the request of the agency, when they had asked us to move these items, to be creative, to find ways to save money for them. And we did. We did that. So we don't understand how, after all that process, that you could go back and score us a 600-point swing when we had offered actually 30% in our pricing, not 20% as was stated earlier. We had given a price for 30%. And we would have moved on any one of those had they told us what the benchmarks were. They had never explained what the marks were that they wanted, except to say that, to stay with the intent of the RFP. The scope had dramatically swung, and it has, I've never seen a scope swing so much and then still be intact for a vote from the board. The DDE topics, they never gave us an option to drop DDE rates. We know that DDE costs more, and for good reason. There's an opportunity there that you get that back in investment. If you stop this process right now and then actually put it out into a actual good faith effort, we believe that as the partners that we've been all along, we'll meet every goal that you need.
Good evening, and thank you to the board, Chairman Slagle, POB. I'm Matt Beach, Senior Vice President of Business Development for MB Transportation. I've been working on our contracts for quite some time, years, working with the team. I intended to stand up here and talk about the process, all the changes, how goalposts move, etc. But I think we've heard quite a bit about that at this point. We do believe that the actual proposal RFP should be thrown out and move to another RFP. But there were some questions at the committee of the whole meeting about the differences in MB's extension and the 2 years of the other contract. I wanted to point out a couple of quick things. So, yes, it was $122 million, as we talked about earlier, but there's about $1.7, $1.9 million a year in those costs that are possible costs, incentives, possible fuel escalators that may or may not develop. So it's really about $4 million and just some informative language we put in there. There was also about $2 million a year, $1.9 to $2 million a year in Spare Labs trip booking costs, which is a pass-through in the RFP that's not part of the actual cost. So there's really a difference of about $7.5 million from the original 122. So when you're looking at, you walk through what was the differences in the question, it was about $12 million. Additionally, productivity, right now, productivity runs about 1.2. We know that it was set at, in the RFP, you must hit 1.4. We believe we can potentially get there after we implement a new system, et cetera, but I just want to point out that there's a 15% risk as it relates to cost related to productivity, and we know that there are LDs associated with that, but I wanted to make sure that that was also clear. In our extension proposal, we meet all of the DWMB goals. It's very important to us. We have great partners across the board, and those partnerships stay. We also are going to implement Spare Labs. So we actually have a redundant system in place. So if there's some sort of issue that which has happened in the past, and we came in and put in a system of our own, there's an extremely less risk in this method of us implementing Spare versus someone who's going to bring in one system. We own the technology right now, and are going to be able to do that in our next extension offer. We're also bringing almost an entirely new fleet, 135 vehicles, 64 that are new. So, in closing, less. All right.
The next speaker is Robert Hatchett, followed by Armando Escato.
Thank you. My name is Robert Hatchett, Senior Vice President of Business Development for MV, and I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. Good evening, Board of Directors, Chairman Schlegel. First thing I thought about when I signed up to speak this evening is what hadn't been said. What hasn't been said? Why so many speakers from MV? It's because we care. And we find one of the things we care about. We've been your trusted partner, we value the relationship, and we do not want to go gently into that good night. We care about what we do here. And we care that this board of directors and everyone making their decisions get all the facts. And the facts are that as it relates to DVE, we asked a question. That's question number 144. And the answer we got was that you must meet both goals, 23% and 10%, and those goals must be met independently. So we held to that 33%, and that's what we value. That's what we believe you value, and that's what we were told to do. The bottom line is, we're going to honor and respect whatever decisions made. We're going to do our job until the very last day we're here to the best of our ability. We're going to do what we're asked to do, the way we're asked to do it, when we're asked to do it. What we're asking right now is that you don't have to rush to get there today. Just take the time to make sure this is all properly evaluated in terms of process and price, and we will live with the outcome. We may not like it ultimately, but we'll live with it. We just want a fair shake. Thank you for your time and your consideration.
Armando Escobedo. Escobedo.
Sir.
There you
go. All right, board. Thank you. My name is Armando Escobedo. I'm a board member of the local APU 1338. I have a couple of subjects. As my brother mentioned earlier, the cost of living, going up. I'm okay. Our insurance, our benefits, the better start of life, trying to kind of see what's going on there. That goes up. If you give me a 5% raise, you raise my insurance 3%. So I make 3%. My main thing is accountability. Whenever we come to y'all or anybody with questions, our supervisors, our directors, or whatever, it's always, oh, I have to do this, I have to ask that person. So who takes accountability? Who's the person going to say, well, I'm the one that said that, or I wrote this new policy out to take accountability? And those are the three things I had. Thank you for your time.
All right. Bernard Wade, followed by Donnie Jolly.
Good afternoon, board. How you doing, Mr. Lee? We had a meeting yesterday, and what we expected, what we hoped, that it was a counterproductive meeting. We went through some items that we had some issues. Some of the things that I initially wanted to say, I held back because out of courtesy and respect, and that's what we want. As a union, we stand here. The first three letters in unison is you and I. And I always take from last two words, nothing to say on the same day. We stand here in solidarity because we have issues. When we come to this board, it's not that we come just to be here. We come here for the results. So I just come here to let you know that the meeting we had, we hope it'll be a hopeful meeting. Mr. Jolly likes to say he don't like useless conversation. He like productive conversations. So we hope that those conversations we had yesterday will become productive and counterparts in everything that we do. We want to be working with you, and we want to make sure that this company is dry. As Mr. DeBoss used to say, he said, sometimes we make you look good when you don't. And we want to make sure we continue to make this company look good. 40 years of in the makings. We won agency of the year twice. We want to keep on doing what we're doing, and we want to keep working with you. Thank you.
Johnny Jolly, followed by Sabrina
Crockett. Evening, everyone. A lot of conversations been going on tonight. It's an important day. Each day is an important day. Been up here many times discussing issues. But I'm encouraged. I see some words have been handed out tonight, accountability. I like to use another word, transparency, fairness, and good faith. As my colleague just stressed, we've had some, I think, good faith conversations with upper management. With those conversations, I'm hopeful they go in a positive manner that we can make some changes together for our employers, for everyone that's involved, because we can't make without each other. Everyone that works for DART, even this board, is a part of that process, part of being successful. We want DART to be number one. We want them to strive for the employers think they're number one, to take pride in what they're doing. With that being said, whatever, I'm encouraged by the conversations that we had yesterday. We had a lot of issues, and we've been told that we're going to correct a lot of these issues that we have on the table right now. Communication is the most important thing. I've been saying that for a long time, because without communications, we can't do anything. We have to communicate what the problems are, and then when we communicate what the problems are, we need to do something to solve. Not just have a conversation, I have meetings that go anywhere. We need these meetings and conversations to be productive. And on that note, I think everything's gonna be positive. And hoping to wish for everybody, wishing it be a success for everybody. And on that note, happy Juneteenth. Thank you.
Sabrina, followed by Diego Garcia.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sabrina Crickey. I am a DART bus operator, and I am the recording secretary of ATU 1338. I'm here to speak about an issue that has come about with our insurance. Blue Cross Blue Shield, as well as Brandon Scott and White, sent out notification that there's an issue with maintaining Brandon Scott and White, with the possibility of Brandon Scott and White pulling out of the agreement as of July 1st. Employees are panicking. Your employees are panicking. The majority of the employees who live in Dallas County use Baylor Scott & White as their medical provider. Some of them with cancer, some of them with other illnesses, but they're doing it all through Baylor. What are we going to do? They need to know as soon as possible, because they need to find out how they're going to make it without the providers that they've been using for the last 5, 10, however many years that they've always had them, even when we didn't use Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is the wrong time of the year to start trying to find another provider and starting all over again. It's not good. Stress levels are high. They need to know as soon as possible from this board, what are you going to do? July 1st is right around the corner. Please let them know as soon as you can. Thank you.
Diego Garcia.
Good evening, and just really appreciate you sitting down talking with us for the top executive staff, with the top executive of the union. And again, we want to see action. We're showing all respect to you. We don't want this just to be damage control, we just keep kicking the can down the road. So what we discussed there, it stays there. Hopefully we can address it in-house. If not, we're going to do what we have to do. You know that. So again, the insurance, you know, DART pushed us to go in the network, use Better Scott & White, find Better Scott & White doctors. A lot of people left their doctors to find Better Scott & White doctors, and now we're in a limbo here. Might have to scramble to find other doctors in the middle of the year. So please address that issue with Better Scott & White. On another note, which I mentioned yesterday, I didn't get a clear answer, and it's the time we have to put this pressure about our rates. Inflation is through the roof. We know how the economy is right now. The market is also very competitive. We're losing people because we're not competing with our wages. We're keeping this agency going. This agency has plenty of money. We see, I don't want to call them names, but we see shooters of people coming over here fighting over $200 million. And it was questioned by some board members, and which it should be. You know, contractors who go and subcontract, where are their employees at? They're not here fighting for it. We know they don't treat their employees right. We worked directly for DART. We had a proposal for, maybe 3% or maybe 6% raise a couple years ago. Would have cost $100 million. You're not going to be quick to get $200 million to a contractor? We're family. We are DART. We keep this operation going. So again, I'm serious when I say it. Y'all can work with a 20% raise. That can do it in 3 years. Agencies throughout the U.S. have been doing it. We can do it here, too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll now move into the agenda items. We have items number five, which is the agenda item. Thank you. So we'd entertain a motion on 14. So move to approve item 14. Motion for approval and a second, please vote using your machine.
And just for the minutes, Mr. Randall refused himself the last item, but he's now returned.
All right. Now we'll go to the individual items. I'd like to take number 18, then 20, 22, 23, and then back to 19. So.
I maintain his approval of fiscal year 2025 goals and performance measures for general counsel. We had a presentation at the last meeting. Does anybody want anything else before them on this matter?
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion on the motion. If not, please make your selection. Item number 20 would be Director Hernandez.
Thank you, Chair.
Please introduce the item.
Item 20 is the approval of contract for mobility management services purchase transportation. Is there a motion for a second? Is there a motion and a second to approve?
I would like you to make the motion. If you would, please, and then I'll call for the second.
Oh, all right.
That's what we're doing.
You can make the motion.
Move if you feel.
Yes, no.
Yes. So
moved. Do we have a second? All right. Discussion.
Discussion.
Oh, did you? I thought we got a second.
Yeah. I wasn't sure we had a
motion. All right. We have a motion and a second. Discussion. Yes, sir.
I'm perplexed here with the understanding that it's time that this organization, this entity, moves to a better system for our paratransit. As I shared in the community hall, my father, for the past 30 almost years, has been dark dependent on paratransit, so this affects me personally. I've seen the effects of the large buses that we used to have to the new system that we have now. And hopefully a better system that we move forward. However, given some of the concerns around this RFP, although I do feel like this contract moving forward, or the model moving forward, will be a benefit for us, I will be not supporting this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Bryan. Do we have any other discussion?
Yes, Director. Will not be supporting this item tonight for various reasons, some that have been mentioned here this evening, so I will not be supporting this contract. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be supporting this motion. I know that this is a complicated, cumbersome is perhaps not the right word, process of procurement. There were two candidates. I appreciate it here from the MV group today and radio concerns that they have, but having heard them and after hearing staff, I believe that I'm very comfortable and have faith in the work that DART did in the procurement process, and I believe that the selection process they used and the metrics that they used to determine the best candidate are satisfactory, so I would like to support
the motion. Any other discussion? Yes, Director Dennis.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank the staff. This has been a long, arduous process to get to this point, and it was not taken lightly. I believe that the team did a great job in getting us to this point. And I support it, and again, I just want to thank staff. Thank you for seeing you.
Any other questions? Discussion? If not, we will call the question. Please use the machine. go then to Director Kennedy. You have 22 and 23.
Chairman Slagle.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to step out and recuse myself from both of these matters. 22, my law firm represents TxDOT, so happy voting on that item. And 23, we represent University of Texas at Dallas in the UT system, so I'll be stepping out for that item as well.
All right.
Thank you, Chair. Item 22 is approval of the sale of dark property located at or near 552 Second Avenue and 3021 Oak Lanes in Dallas, Texas, in lieu of condemnation to the Texas Department of Transportation for the IH-30 Canyon Project. I will make a motion to move this for a vote.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion? Or would anyone want to have a presentation? If not, please make your selection using the voting device. So we will return to item number 19. Do that and then return to this room following our